I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, Jeff. I have issue with you. I'll talk about it in a second.
Huh? And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? No issues here.
Nice.
What stylies? Any stylies today, Tim?
Issueless stylies.
My issue, Jeff, my issue with you specifically, and it just came up just now. When are we going to start this podcast mid-conversation like all the fun ones?
We're supposed to do Comptown, yeah. Jeff.
Every once in a while.
No, we're specifically supposed to say, are we rolling? Oh, yeah, we already started.
Come on. All right. I want to feel like I'm on the cat ranch.
Would it help if we do that when we come back from break?
Yeah. Are we back from break? Yeah,
we're only back from break. No, it doesn't work if you plan it.
Especially if we're coming back like, we made drinks in our kitchens and we took selfies in our bathrooms.
Yeah, all right. No, tomorrow? Not tomorrow. Next week, a smooth, what is it called? Media res, beginning of the podcast. Oh, are we starting? Oh,
my God. We don't have to. Yeah. It's just, you know, I try to create a little conflict on this show so people... So there's somewhere to go. I mean, we need a resolution of you and me by the end of this app.
Nice. Okay.
Tim, you said you were just mentioning like, you know, acting, making it seem like we're, it's just off the cuff, but we took pictures and we made the cocktails and stuff. It's so funny to think of anytime you see any social media or something, somebody behind it was like, oh boy, okay, I got to... get the lighting here. I got to hold my camera. I look insane. So let me take a shower. All right. Now I'm going to post about my concert coming up and it's so uncool. All of it.
And like the 50 draft photos, like there's the one that went up and then there's like the fucking million around.
I remember, John Early posted something once that was this year. I don't even know what it was, but it was years ago. And he posted like a grid of all his takes from some, like he did the picture, then you swipe through and then all the takes from it. I thought that was very funny. I thought it was fun.
Mike, a little chapstick. Nice.
My fucking lips are.
You got to be careful, Mike. It's addictive. People say it's addictive. Burt's Bees chapstick. It'll addict you.
But I'm doing Burt's Bees over here. I found this in my own home. It is
okay.
Mine.
Okay.
But I lost it for a while and I have. Probably at any one time, 5 chapsticks floating around in my bags, coats. Sure.
The prodigal Burt's Bees has returned.
It's returned. But my fucking, it's so dry in my apartment. I woke up this morning.
You need a humidifier.
I have one, but it's still, I was dealing with dry lips.
You need a dehumidifier.
I went to Pittsburgh. I want to thank everyone for coming out to the Pittsburgh show.
Oh, yeah.
That was real fun. But I stayed in a place that was very dry, and I did not have my...
Was it a sauna? A dry sauna?
Stop, Jeff.
Is that where you stayed?
Stop, Jeff.
Jeff, we're already at odds today. And you want to come at me with this shit?
Well, I was going to tell you about my Wii Spy experience, but maybe we save it for a blowout.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that privately. Anyway, I woke up this morning. My fucking lip was split right down the middle in front.
We moved on from chapstick talk. We're talking spas.
Guys, I want to tell you, I saw Sandler. I saw Adam Sandler do stand-up the other day. I want to talk about that. Jeff's in the spa, yet we're still on Burt's Bees.
No, we're off
for
the Burt's
hour.
Bees.
We're going to talk about Burt's Bees.
The whole hour. Let's keep it to an hour today. Thank you very much. I saw everyone in Pittsburgh when they came up to me after the show. I was saying hello to people. They all said, hey, big fan of the Sloppy Show. Does it have to be ever over an hour? Come on.
Keep it tight.
They said that.
I said, the main, you're sure, the main. They said, 57 is about right.
Does it have to be ever over an hour? Yeah.
People are telling you this?
They shouted it at me.
It's not that you're tired and want to stop midway through every podcast we do.
I could do this show at noon on a Wednesday and still not want to be doing over an hour.
Mike, I've really never listened to any other podcasts and hear one of the hosts just yawn on the mic. Openly, no shame about it.
I think it's what gives us more of that conflict I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Works for the Doughboys.
Okay. Yes. Love the Doughboys. Tim, you saw the Sandman. Jeff, you went to a spa. We're going to talk about that.
Wee spa. Now, Jeff, did you go like overnight?
No.
Because that's the cool. I hear you. You go.
I got
the
plans at night, Tim. I sleep.
No, but they have a napping floor.
They do. They have a quiet room. And then beyond the quiet room is like the sleeping room. So there's two layers of quietness.
Damn.
That's good. Did you you didn't do any napping or sleeping?
No. I have work to do.
If you're napping,
I'm showering, I'm shaving, I'm soaking.
If you shave there?
Yeah, they have everything.
Yeah, I know they have it, but that's weird.
Tim, I maxed it out.
If I'm ever at a spa or something, I'm using stuff I don't use. I'm like, what is this?
if you're in the napping room and you're taking a nap, it's, you know, say 15, 20 minutes, and then you start to dip down into REM sleep, do they wake you up and move you to the sleep room?
Tim, you can do whatever you want.
I think they do, but they don't wake you up.
They pick you up. They pick you up and just cuddle, carry you.
I tell you, when I was at Balnea, that spa out like in the mountains outside of Montreal, I was in a kind of a room with a like little round beds and a fire, and there's like me and like 20 people and all these like French people, and then I fell asleep, and then I snored myself awake.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my god, I wonder how long these people that like paid to be at this fancy spa were just listening to me like sawing away.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu to you.
Dang.
Damn.
Well, we're going to Wee Spa when you come out, Mike. We'll do a whole thing about it.
Do a blowout.
Perfect. I'll be there. I'll be there in March.
Great. And I get to show you the clay ballroom. Now, what do you think that is?
We don't go into the ball. I'm thinking a ball pit, but that's not. You can't.
And you don't.
Clay.
And you don't dance in it. It's not
clay
that kind of ballroom.
And
it's not. It's not Clay Tatum, is it?
No. And it's not Les Claypool either.
Mm. Oh, mm. Claypool would be cool.
Yeah. Are there pools at this spa?
Yes.
What type of things are there? Cold plunge, hot plunge?
Hot tub, cold tub, steam room, sauna. That's for the. That's in the naked section. That's men only. Butt ass naked.
Just the boys.
People showering, shaving, doing all that stuff.
Showing off the cheeks, baby.
Women have their own. Haven't seen it. I don't know what goes on in there. Then there's the co-ed floor. People chilling out on puffy little mats. People ordering food at the cafeteria. Reading a book from the library. Checking their email on the computer lab. Is there an arcade with games on free play? Yes.
What?
Free play?
Wait, are you still in your bathing suit?
Everybody is in the standard Wee Spa shorts and t-shirt.
Okay.
And then there's, in the co-ed section, there is a salt sauna.
Ooh, I like that.
Jade sauna, like a super hot sauna, like one that feels like you're walking into a brick oven. And then the best one is like the clay ball one where picture like...
Wait, keep that a secret. I want to be surprised when I see that go in the clay ballroom.
Don't step on the clay balls, though.
We'll save that for Patreon. You got to tune in.
Now, when we do this episode, that means all three slops penis out.
Penis out.
Basically, yep. That episode should be a review. It's really a penis review.
This is going to be bad news for me because this is not my best feature.
Not my best foot forward.
Let's say this. Start trimming the pubes now so that you're ready by the time that we...
Tim, would I if there were some...
shears that could handle the job.
If there were some pubes to trim.
If they would grow.
I never got that far in puberty.
They're not coming
full
in.
Full armpit hair. I could do a beard and a mustache, but no.
Sorry, we'll get you a graft, Mike. We'll take hair from your ass.
I'll just wear a merkin. That's fine.
Wait, I want to hear about the Sandman, Tim.
Me too.
The Sandman, you got to love him, right? Funny.
Love the Sandman.
Habba doobie.
How, imagine, we've all seen him together, but it was at like, you know, the Nokia Theater, some giant, huge show.
Yeah, yeah.
This was just him doing maybe like 90 minutes because he's putting together a new, he just did a 20 city tour. He's putting together a new Netflix special. Ah. But Dynasty Typewriter, small venue in LA. Small,
intimate.
This is like a 200 seat theater. They announce the last minute, sells out in like a minute. And it's just like this teeny room. And it's just like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Sandler, no opener or anything, comes out, does 90 minutes. He's so funny. I'm right up front laughing.
Nice.
That's it.
He's kind of, hey, I'm going to do another, here's another one of my jokes, and here's me.
He's going to do a joke. So no accompaniment, no piano guy from his special, right?
No, I believe that dude is now a writer on SNL, but.
Good for him.
Dan Bula, I'm going to say his name is, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that as well. But no, Sandler, first he was just standing at the mic doing stand-up, but then he had an acoustic guitar and a stand, and then he picked it up and did a lot of like songs that are like not even full songs, but are basically like 30 seconds of music with a punchline, kind of like, what's he singing about? And then, and it's great.
It's good for TikTok.
There you go, TikTok.
He did a bunch of those in his last special, kind of just little, little mini songs.
But it was he's so good at just effortless. Now he's like 57. He's still dressed like a little kid. You know, he had like big green, like pattern pants and a Hawaiian shirt and a hoodie. And it was like hard to look at. But he's so not trying, you know, like none of the, there's not a sweaty punchline because you're just laughing even just all along the way. He's not even pulling out the big guns. He didn't even do like voices or yell much. He's just like so chill. The whole thing was just like, the guy's effortless.
Interesting.
Let me ask you this, Tim. Did it feel like was he like reading off a notebook?
You know what? He was reading off an iPad. They were scrolling for him.
Oh, wait, they were scrolling for him
on a monitor or something?
He had a little prompter
that he was scrolling himself or someone else?
Somebody else in the wings, like scrolling for him.
Ah, I wonder if that's like word for word or just what's coming next.
Yeah, it might just be a set list.
Yeah.
But then lyrics for the songs. Because then there was a couple of full-length songs.
Did you get the idea he was just doing joke? Or was he like, okay, what's in the room? What are you doing? Who are you?
Well, he did riff around a little bit. Some organically really funny stuff happened with like some people in the audience, and he played off it well. But for the most part, it felt like he was just like, I'm doing a whole bunch of bits to see which ones you guys laugh at, and I'm going to carve it down to an hour. And it was like a big long show.
Damn.
He on tour, he does like 2 hours. He does like an hour of stand up, then takes out the guitar and he plays all the hits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
And he plays like huge stadiums.
Say like he didn't take out the big guns and didn't do a lot of like yelling and like voices and stuff. That kind of reminds me of, I heard Chris Rock one time say that when he's prepping a special, he gives it like no mustard.
Yeah.
And is like really kind of just because he knows
you're
he
judging
can be
the writing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I know I can sell this with like performance and I really don't want to do that. Like I want to hone the set so that I think his quote was like, if I die the day of the show that my mother could put on the show and still kill.
I wonder if that'll ever happen.
But like I, you know, Sandler and him are contemporaries, Tim. I wonder if he took a page out of Rock's book.
The Bad Boys of SNL. Mm-hmm.
You know, who's not going to fill in for him if that ever happens.
Who?
Will Smith.
No, they have beef.
Nope. They had beef from the moment Will slapped Chris on stage. Right. He had beef with him.
Yeah, that was a turning point in their friendship. That was definitely.
All right. Let's get into booze news.
Why stop that?
We don't need to relitigate this Will Smith Chris Rock stuff.
No, but we know that that's when the beef with them started.
Well, you make a good point. Like you can't really do a timeline of their relationship and not mention the slap. This was huge.
Right. The slap was huge. And I'm thinking maybe there was beef before that.
Why would you make a timeline of the relationship otherwise?
I have to for a school project.
Can we start booze news?
Sure. Yes. But I'm just saying.
Hit it. Booze news. Bip, 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 bip. Hit it. Hit it.
Okay, great. Here we go. We're back. Grimace pisses in hand. It doesn't look
now,
bad.
Did you stir yours? Because I got a beautiful two-tone yellow top, purple bottom. Rah, rah, rah. I got a beautiful two-tone yellow top, purple bottom.
Damn, that's cool.
Two-tone yellow top, purple bottom.
Raw, raw, raw.
I got a beautiful two-tone yellow top, purple bottom. I got a beautiful two-tone yellow top, purple bottom.
Soggy Bottom Brag was sent to us by Pixel Tree Mill. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. That little piano reminded me of Broccoli by Drum and Lil Nas X.
Yeah,
I love it. That's one of my favorite songs.
You were on a broccoli kick. I remember this.
And I'll tell you what, I've been eating a lot of broccolini.
Is that so? Okay. Close.
So the two Dram songs, Broccoli and what's his other song that he's got?
I Spy. Oh, I mean, those are like fucking songs from 10
years ago.
There's
two that just like always come up on my Spotify because I listen to him a lot. One of them was Broccoli and the other one I forget.
Is Dram I Spy? Fuck.
Guys, I watched a video of him saying his own name. He says Drum. I was calling him Dram too. It was Drum.
I was calling
him
Dram too. What were you that? What was the phrasing on that? A purple,
beautiful two top yellow, two tone yellow top. Or is it a bramble?
Bramble, I think.
New York Sour would have a red top, yellow bottom, or purple top. Yellow.
It's a bramble or one of the ones that came on the heels of the bramble.
Or Grimace Piss?
No,
Grimace Piss was pretty much purple.
Wait, at the top of that track, didn't it say Grimace Piss?
The fuck?
It says
Sloppy Bottom Brag. Oh, you want to hear it again?
I just want to hear the
unprecedented double play of the Booze News theme.
I know this is weird.
And we're back. Grimace pisses in hand. It doesn't look.
Oh, that's your stereos because I got a beautiful two tone yellow top, yeah. Purple bottom. Whoa. Huh.
I should listen to the things that go on this podcast.
Yeah, me too.
All wrong. Oh, shit. I got a beautiful two tone yellow. Do you guys hear the Booze News of the day?
Yes. And then I do want to get back to this Chris Rock thing.
Mike, you're in luck. You're in luck.
No.
Listen to this.
I hope he's not in luck.
He's in luck.
He's in luck.
Jeff, Mike's in luck.
I hope he's not in luck.
I pray Mike's not in luck. Mike, you're in huge luck because listen to the top news story. Do you guys remember our beloved Danish film, Another Round?
Yes, with Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. It's a wonderful movie about a group of teachers who decide that you shouldn't go through life totally stone sober. You should have a BAC of like 0.02 or 0.03. They're like 0.05.
They're like microdosing alcohol, but in a professional setting.
Yeah, they're saying like you should always be at a 2-drink buzz your whole life or something like that. And it's a great movie. If you like this podcast, on our Patreon show, The Blowout, we watched and talked about it. But just in general, it's a great movie, and especially if you like booze. But there is an American remake coming, produced by Leo DiCaprio, my favorite sketch comedian.
Cappy,
and guess who Cappy has tappied to helm the film.
Rock?
Chris Rock is directing.
Directing?
Taps Rock?
tap Rock. Cap, wow. Tap, slap.
Ooh.
Slapped. Cap taps the slapped.
Ooh, the slapped. That's good.
Yeah.
See, you should write for Variety, Tim.
What if Chris Rock's next special is called The Slapped? Or that's like a drama movie he comes out with.
His next special, the one after he addressed it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Taylor milked the Kanye thing for 100 albums. Am I right? Mm. Oh, new Taylor album coming out in April.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing more and more about this French blonde, that drink that she likes, the Saint Germain and whatever. Like,
oh, yeah. People,
that's still happening. So we should do that at some
point. We're making it.
Maybe we do it in April, the week her album drops.
Man, like, what a productive lady, huh?
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
She is getting up at the crack of dawn, I think.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned because I wouldn't. Another Round is one of these, the Danish movie, it's part of that, what is that Danish movement of the 90s?
Dogma 95 camp.
Yeah. Now there's absolute humor to this movie, and Mads Mikkelsen, everyone in the movie is like, you're laughing, but you're really feeling a lot in this movie
as
well.
There's heart.
But now I'm wondering, there's heart. I, in general, I'm a guy who doesn't want heart in my comedies. I want a hard comedy, but a heart movie being funny is great. I'm looking at, I'm saying, Leo, you're my boy. Why are you not tapping Marty to direct this? Chris Rock, what did he, yeah. he directed like, take five?
Top five. Top five. I like that. I thought that was like a really good one.
It was kind of a Woody Allen vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he, I wonder if he directed, he was in a Saw movie. Did he direct or no?
Yes. I think he wrote that or at least he pitched it. Like he went to the Saw people and was like, I have an idea for a Saw movie.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Cause I never know. Like if you have a franchise, Saw is probably what, 14 movies now?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's, I just assume they get those from whatever writer and just like crank them out. But I like that they're taking some, putting some thought into it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I like that.
And I have one other quick little piece of booze news involves quick bip. This involves a boozy band that has a certain Discord that I just mentioned. And if you subscribe to our Patreon, you get access to the Discord. You can befriend.
Right,
you can befriend all these other slop heads and have a great social life. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see on the Discord what they'd been up to recently? They had a bracket and they voted on the best Sloppy Boys song. And this was orchestrated by a Discord user, JD. Great work, JD. Not the initials JD like Jeff Dutton.
Jeff Dutton.
J-A-Y space D-E-E.
Nice. That was a close one.
I feel like this was happening all month. They're voting. There was a bracket. There was a winner's bracket. There's a loser's bracket. There was a championship. And then the winner of the best Sloppy Boy song. Did you see what it was?
No. Let me guess. I'm guessing Tom Collins.
Tom Collins. There you go.
It's like the rookie card. You got to like Tom Collins.
Yeah, that's our Wayne Gretzky guy.
But that's because it's track one, album one. So I wonder if all the rest of the results were just chronological.
Yeah. But it's that, but it's also a ripper.
And it's pod episode one.
And it's a video. We made our first video.
But it's not our biggest track on Spotify. Here for the Beer has double, if not triple.
Woo.
Yeah, that has like 500,000-600,000 listens, I think. And I saw that Tom Collins is almost at the 200,000.
It's crested, man. Damn. It's just crested.
But you know, Collins, ooh. Tom Collins, that's your encore. If you've seen the Slops Live, you know we're playing that dead fucking last.
That's why you say Slops Live, Jeff. Should we tease that we're going to be playing shows in March?
I would say don't even tease it. Say we're going to play Chicago and Milwaukee.
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois at Beat Kitchen, April 25th and 26th. Milwaukee, we're playing Cactus Club, April 27th. That's an early show. The doors are at 5 p.m., folks.
Ooh. But the Chicago shows, that's two nights in a row.
That's
2 nights. Thursday and Friday, ooh.
And we've played Subterranean before, but this time we're playing the sort of sister venue, Beat Kitchen.
Beat Kitchen, yeah.
That's going to be fun for me. That's going to be a good time in my life.
Mm-hmm. We're playing in fucking March in L.A.
Well, is that it for booze news? Who could possibly top that?
Wrap it up and tap it, baby.
That's it for booze news.
Let's get shell.
Oh, well, we know that for sure.
Ninja Turtle.
Karate Snail.
The Ninja Turtle.
Battletoads on the half shell, baby.
Battle tattles. All right.
Mike, why do you Mike? Don't make that face. You have the drink of the day. We both know it.
I was waiting for you to say who's got the drink of the day. It's me for crying out loud.
It's me. Hi, for crying out loud.
Today, we're talking about a drink called the Old Cuban. You've had?
No.
Or heard? It's a new era drink off the IBA. I think we have three IBAs left after this, yes?
Wow.
I think even two. I think we had three until just this very moment.
Perfect. Let's get those done. Because we've come to learn that the IBA is kind of like shifting year after year.
And they were a sham to begin with.
We think this...
On their best day, they're not worth our time.
This one, I think, got onto the IBA like... It wasn't on there when we first started. They must have removed one and added one or something.
Every year they update it, and it's kind of funny to see the ones they put out to pasture.
They put it out to pasture. They shoot it.
No, it's mating with it's fucking.
It's just
way.
Living out its life. That's all. That is.
It's fucking its way. Yes. What was the end of that?
It's just fucking its way through
it's
the life.
Fucking its way through
cocktail
wherever it's going. Yeah. So we got to get this before the numbers start getting bigger on us. Today we're talking about the old Cuban. This is a drink that is new. It was invented in 2001. Okay. Nice. By Audrey.
What song? Dum, 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 dum. What song?
Shit.
What film?
I know a monkey plays the drum with a bone. I've heard that.
Monkey Bone is the film.
Monkey okay. Bone.
Monkey Bone, Brandon Fraser.
All right, hold on. Let's not get away from ourselves.
Yeah, here. This is a sensitive moment rolling out the drink, Tim.
Yeah, this can be this could go good. This go well or poorly.
I hope it's goated.
So in 2001, Audrey Sanders. Okay, she is. I did some research on her because I didn't know who she was. She's a big name in cocktail lounges and the New York cocktail scene.
Wow,
I feel like we've talked about her before. No.
Well, I think that she maybe I don't know with this drink, but is she involved with like the Pegu Club?
Yes,
I've never been there, but I know that that's a very respected cocktail.
It closed. It was like 2005 to 2020. It closed during the
COVID era,
COVID pandemic. Yes,
Well, COVID changed.
Yes,
so much about the Pegu Club.
Right, yeah.
The Pegu Club. I remember Pegu Club before COVID was like. Open, you could go, you ordered drinks.
And then after that, it was like you're like zooming on and quiplashing, and you're like,
yeah. Whoa. It's like, I'm not going out to the club as much anymore.
Yeah, I want to twerk at the club, but you know?
Yeah. I'm with you. Okay, so she had this club. She ran it. She was also, before that, though, she started off, this is interesting, she was co-founder of a corporate cleaning company. Okay.
Okay.
Later in life, she said, I'm going to start working as a bartender. She worked as a bartender at Waterfront Ale House in Brooklyn. Then in a class, a cocktail making class, she met Dale DeGroff. We know this name.
Oh, my God. King of the Cosmo.
King of the Cosmo. King of the cocktail. She worked with him and I'm going to say apprenticed with him. Okay. I don't know if that's the actual term, but she would go work with him, work on like for free at like charity events and stuff like that. She went on to work at Tonic and Bemelman's.
Oh,
we know that.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you love Bemelman's.
Pegu Club. So this, she invented this drink while she was working at the Beacon. I don't know that bar either.
Beacon Theater.
Yes, this is 2001, right? As the cocktail renaissance is getting big. She invents this drink. We all drink. She also invented the Gin Gin Mule. You might like that, Jeff.
Gin Gin Mule?
I think it's, Gin Gin. I don't know what I'm guessing it's ginger beer in there.
Well, a mule most certainly should.
Right? Yeah. What is a mule usually?
Maybe it's gin. Maybe it's a gin mule instead of a vodka mule.
Ah. Oh, vodka's the other. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it is. It's gin and ginger beer and mint and simple.
I've seen this on menus.
In line.
But this drink. So, yes, she made this at the Beacon 2001. I'm going to give you the recipe now. Let me find it on my phone. Boop. It was a drink inspired by the mojito.
Drink right. That makes sense.
Drink I also do not like. Okay. I don't think I'm going to like this. Here we go. 6 to 8 pieces mint leaf, 45 milliliters aged rum, 22.5 milliliters fresh Joie de Lime, 11 milliliters simple syrup, lime juice.
You got to tell people we have new listeners. Do the joke, but then say it.
What? It's not. That's how I speak French. 30 milliliters simple syrup, 2 dashes Angostura bitters. 60 milliliters, and this is where I run into problems, brut champagne or Prosecco.
Ooh.
Not going to enjoy this one. Method, pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker, except the wine, which I think they mean Prosecco. Shake well with ice, strain into an into chilled, elegant cocktail glass.
Wow.
Top up with the sparkling wine. Garnish.
They've never specified elegant before. This is nice.
It seems like this. Each recipe is written by a different person.
They usually say bullshit cocktail glass, run of the mill.
Put in a dirty glass.
Elegant cocktail glass, garnished with a mint sprig. Now, I did some reading, and she uses a Nick and Nora glass. That's what it's meant. The Nick and Nora glass we know from was named after Nick and Nora, the
Infinite playlist.
Wait a minute. In the Thin Man book.
Yeah.
The series.
But the Infinite playlist people were named in honor of the Thin Man book.
Yeah. But you know, Jeff's just pulling.
It's a U shaped champagne glass. Or no, it's like a tiny, it's a tiny coupe. That's a little more tiny and vertical.
Yeah, it's elegant, and it's, that's just exactly what the IBA said. It's elegant. That glass, my friend, was made by Dale DeGroff.
What?
That's what I came to understand.
But Nick and Nora Thin Man is from the 30s, and Dale DeGroff, well, maybe he was a baby when he invented it.
I think he had these glasses made and named them after the Nick and Nora.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Now, I didn't understand, as I was reading his Wikipedia, it was like he had them made for, I think, the Rainbow Room when he was working there or something. But I didn't understand if, like, they had been around for a while and then just went out of production and he just had new ones made, or if he invented the size of the Nick and Nora glass.
Right.
Maybe he saw the movie and then just commissioned to have some made for the Rainbow Room. I think that's cool as hell. Michael, have you ever gotten to go to the Rainbow Room?
No.
Damn, I would love to go there. I've never been there either.
Damn, that would have been great. That would have been great podcasting if you'd been.
But we should all go next New York trip. Let's all go up there. I've wanted to go there forever.
Is that Top of the Rock? Is that place?
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a bar restaurant that's at the top of 30 Rock, but I also know Top of the Rock might be something different.
That might be just like the tourist, like a lookout or something.
Or that's
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So wait, what's the LA Rainbow Room? Is that any relation?
No, that's the Rainbow Club, Rainbow Grill. That's the Hollywood Vampires Drinking Club. We went and sat.
Yeah, we went.
Yeah.
No, but Dale DeGroff, it was like he was mixing up martinis like in like the 70s at the top of 30 Rock.
I wonder if we, the Sloppy Boys, could do a show on the strip somewhere.
I played a set at the fucking...
At the Viper Room.
Viper Room with Charlene Yee and Armin Weitzman.
Oh,
and
right.
Like 10 years, like a long time ago.
Did they have a band name, or was it just Charlene Yee and Armin Weitzman?
That's so funny.
They asked me to play a guitar solo, and I was like, at the Viper Room? Hell yeah. And
we should see if we can do a show at the Rainbow Room.
I played the Key Club with Gene Simmons' son, Nick Simmons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gene Simmons Family Jewels, episode 102.
Hey, and the three of us,
maybe I'll dig that up
with Fred Armisen, Scott Aukerman, and Mark Maron played the second to last show at Roseland Ballroom.
Yeah, the IFC Supergroup. That was fun.
Yeah, for the upfronts, the New York upfronts.
God.
And then Lady Gaga played like 2 days later, and then they closed it to make condos.
Wow. We do have a storied history, huh?
Remember, we were sound checking. It was like,
hey, stick around long enough, you're going to have a history.
Stop. We were sound checking with, Mark Maron, Scott Aukerman, and then Fred Armisen was not there for sound. He was going to be the lead singer of our band, and he was not there for sound check. And then we had gotten word that it was like, well, he's taping Myers today, Seth Myers, and he's really busy. And then we had a friend who's a writer on the show. We texted and we're like, is Fred really busy? And they're like, I'm looking at him right now, he's eating a taco. And he was like a block away from us.
I'm looking at him right now. Does he still do stuff on
yeah, he's still in the band. Like, he'll like, what if he's in New York, he goes and plays.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, wow. Man, that's a cool gig to be able to pop in and out like that.
Which, isn't it funny that that's the theme on Myers overall? Like, we know a lot of writers that like over the years have like worked there and then taken a sabbatical and gone back, and you come and go, and then even Fred's on screen and he can do it. Seems like Seth is pretty chill boss.
Dude's chilled out.
It's funny to think of Seth being Fred's boss. Fred!
Fred!
I can call them by their first names, by the way, because I've met them both.
Oh, nice.
Cool. I'll call him Fred and Mr. Myers.
I'm using a rum tonight that I've never used before. I got it as a gift a while ago. It's called, I'm looking right at it, Tim. That one was for you. It's called Santa Teresa 1796, and it's a Venezuelan rum.
Is it aged?
Is it aged?
I'm sure. 1796 is not the when it was made, I don't think.
Jeff, what rum are you using?
Appleton Estate.
Beautiful. I was looking at my Appleton and it says aged, and then I was looking at my Havana Club and it says aged. I mean, I guess any rum, but I guess any rum that has color to it because it's aged in a barrel, right?
Right.
Oh, I see.
Versus your Bacardi Whites.
I might do half one rum, half the other, just because I don't know if either of them are right, but I always know you mix two rums together. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well, do you want to get into it?
Yeah, but after the ads.
Well, sure. We'll play the ads
the
first.
Ads. Yes, do the ads.
But I want to see if this drink can overcome, ooh, that Prosecco. Ooh, what a bummer. Oh,
that's going to be.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Look at the, with the. Sorry. So you would say this is a take on a mojito, but if you look at the Angostura and the champagne, it's kind of like that champagne cocktail we had.
The champagne cocktail,
the champagne
right?
cocktail. Mm-hmm. It's a mashup of the two. That's my official stance.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll see if that holds true after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now we're back. Old Cubans in hand. Lift them up. Be proud of them.
Oh, that looks nice. Look at you guys. Beautiful. Mine's a little haggard and...
Yeah. I had questions for you guys. Did you put the...
Questions for Lennon?
Yeah. For Lennon. Did you put the mint leaves in the shaker and then also garnish with mint? So it's like instead of muddling with a mojito, you're just kind of shaking it up. Okay,
yeah,
good,
but
good.
It pulverized the mint.
It did. It made it murky.
And then my cocktail shaker didn't strain enough so that I had to bust out the Hawthorne strainer. And I still have little leaf bits in there.
Oh, yeah. This thing said, doesn't it say like fine strain? Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
Not on an IBA, it doesn't.
I don't have a fine strainer.
Yeah, it didn't say that either.
Well, I'll just get mint in my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll just get mint in
also,
my teeth.
Also, the photo on the IBA doesn't have the... garnish in the drink. It's tied around the stem like a little bow tie.
Hey,
that's rather odd.
All right, sips.
Sips.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's still the Prosecco haunts it a little bit, though, doesn't it? It's not undetectable.
It's nice to have a little bubble in there. It's like a spritz.
Finally, Prosecco doesn't overpower.
Guys, if you called this a mojito spritz, you'd like it.
Mm.
No. I am swayed by the mint a little bit, the smell. Mm-hmm.
Minty fresh.
Ooh. And the dark rum. Aged rum.
Oh, this is great.
I don't know about this.
You know, I was going to be a hater, and I was going to say, why is the IBA put a drink like this on there, right? Because if it's a goosed up mojito, but it never spread out of New York, and I've never heard of it, I've never seen it, what's it doing? You know, like, I know not every new era drink is going to be something I've heard of, but if you look through their new era section,
yeah,
I know the paper plane, I know the penicillin, I know the spritz. I certainly know the spritz.
Yeah, sure.
So I didn't think that this deserved to be on the list, but I'm tasting it. It's elegant. It's refined.
Yes.
I think it's probably, like they have to keep moving stuff around and adding things to the list. So this was just the next one they added, I guess.
And some of these drinks, let's be honest, we've learned that, like, well, they're friends with the guys at the IBA. So it's on the list now.
The Vento.
Yeah, the Vento.
It was like designed in collaboration with the president of the IBA.
It's ridiculous.
Collab.
That is a drink that has only ever been drank on this podcast, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you guys, Jeff, you were so confidently saying that we have like two left, or was that Tim?
Me.
Have you gone through and actually like double check that we've done all of them? Because I'm every time I look at them, I'm like, we haven't done this, and you're like, yeah, we did this back in 2021.
I've triple checked, dog. That thing. Really? We're down to two. I'm pretty sure.
I think they maybe did away with a couple of the ones that we hadn't gotten to, which is a relief.
Phew. Right.
But there's also a lot that we had been putting off.
And a relief for you folks, because you don't have to buy, creme de banana.
Creme de who gives a fuck? Yeah. There was a lot of weird shit. It's funny we avoided this one for so long because it's not hard to make, but we were afraid of ones that had a lot of ingredients.
Yeah, and last week's, I mean, it was nice to shake this up for a normal amount of time and not 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Last week's was crazy.
I'll tell you this. So we shook last time for 3 minutes for each drink that we made, right?
Mm-hmm.
After I made that, I was washing all my stuff. I couldn't get the top off my shaker all week long. I would see it like in my, I just kind of kept it in the sink all day, all week, and was like trying to open it and washing it and leaving cold water in it, leaving hot water in it. And then today I just had it between my legs and popped off.
So did you have like a whiteboard of ideas? You wake up every morning, look at it. Okay, yeah. Now I'm going to try the cold water.
It was like TNT. Zip, didn't work. Elbow grease.
Have you ever seen, Jeff, you said you have held in your hands in real life a stick of dynamite, right?
Yeah, quarter stick.
And did it look, was it red with a wick?
Yep. It was exactly as you.
Like bright red, or, because I'm picturing like
brick
dusty.
Red, dark red.
Ooh, oh, brick red.
Yeah. And it was about this, it was about yay big, maybe like 2 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Looked like, it resembled a roll of quarters. We've all seen a roll of quarters.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly have.
About that thick. Y'all been to Chuck E. Cheese, haven't you? Mm-hmm. And then, but the outside of it was like dark brick red, and it had a thick green wick coming out of it.
I've seen like M80s, like old school M80s before.
Is that the same or different? I think it's the same.
I think an M80 is considered like a quarter stick of dynamite.
Yeah, it looked very much like this.
Interesting.
Who's the band that plays hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo?
I thought that was Gorillaz. Oh, that's M83.
Ah. Yeah. M83's got a cool song called Cyborg.
that's all you wanted to find out, too?
Well, I have something else to say. But it's a topic change, though. So you finish what you're saying about explosives.
I think this topic is kind of just windy and rambly anyway. This might be a good time to leap over to a new topic.
I wanted to share my W, post my W's here.
Oh, you have to do that.
Here's a big W for the T-Man. Hmm. Okay, so there was a...
is this going to be a long story?
Yes. There was an arcade in Echo Park called Button Mash. Was there not?
I'm loving this story, Tim.
I've been.
Take your time, baby.
I've had a birthday there once.
I'm all ears for a video game story. I went to probably Mike's birthday there, got a whole roll of tokens.
I don't know if I invited you that year.
Yeah, Tim, you were on a shit list that year.
I think we were feuding.
When I was 33, yeah, I don't know if we got along that year.
I hated you at that point. Got a whole roll of tokens and then did the Tim thing. I don't really like video games. Played a little probably Gallagher or Tapper and tapped out. And then, but I had this whole roll of tokens and then they went out of business. They closed and I was like, fuck my life.
This I might have done tokens. The same thing, Tim.
And but lo, I just heard 3 days ago. Button Mash lives. It's back. It has reopened.
It's back. I've been.
Yes. And I got a roll of tokens.
You still so we have the tokens?
I still have the tokens around here somewhere.
Wow, nice.
That's a good blowout, too.
But hold on. It's a W for Tim, right?
Yeah, it's a W for Tim.
Yeah, fly that W.
Hold on to your tokens, kid, because you never know if the arcade will reopen.
Yeah, that's right.
But it also applies to life. You know, it's not just about arcades and tokens.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to your tokens. Now, tokens could be anything. It could be the people in your life that you love. Hold on to them.
Yep. Yeah. If they start to be bad for a while, still hold on to them because you never know. Yeah.
You never know when you'll need to bring them to a video game store.
Ladies, let's say you got a toxic boyfriend. Stay with him, okay?
You never you know. Never in know. A couple years, he could be good.
You've seen Beauty and the Beast.
Terrible. Terrible. Terrible you advice.
You want your kitchenware to dance around, don't you?
Yeah. You want your fucking spoons to sing, don't you, dude?
You want your fucking candelabras to walk around the house, don't you? Stick around. Does Button Mash do food? They do food, right?
Yeah, they do good food. It used to be this place called Starry Kitchen. I don't know if it's still that, but
no, now it's some new hip restaurant with weird food. But even then, I remember having like Korean wings and then being sticky all over the buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Tim, you mentioned Tapper, sticky all over the buttons. You mentioned Tapper, and I wanted to say they had another, like a sister game there called Logger, I think. I'm going to cross-check that with you.
I bet Logger came first.
It's called Timber, but yeah.
Timber, that's what it was. And what I forget what you do. You're like,
I'm calling Timber.
It's going down. I'm playing Timber.
I need some quarters. I'm looking this up.
You chop down trees instead of serve beers. It's good. That's good blue collar gaming, though.
Does that Kesha song have a harmonica hook? That's like a harmonica lead in that song, right?
Yeah, isn't that? It's so weird hearing a harmonica in a modern pop song.
Yeah.
There's a harmonica solo in Spice Girls' Say You'll Be There that's just like real honky tonk. It's so bizarre.
I mean, in Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, there's a lead harmonica part, and you're like, wow, look at him go.
Say You'll Be There. Doesn't that have that moment where it's like, ooh, I want you. And then it's like, I think that's when the harmonica starts. Ooh, I want you. Hey, you know that song from, guys see Saltburn?
Yes.
You finally did, Tim.
Yes.
Oh, Jeff, and you saw it.
Yeah, but I've been wanting to talk to my boys about Saltburn for a minute.
I'm going to talk about the last scene. It's a famous scene.
Yeah, sure.
Folks, this is a spoiler. This is definitely a spoiler. I'm telling you about the very last thing that happens.
Dance floor.
Yes. That song. I forget who wrote that song.
We got to credit her because that's her whole thing.
The Dorky Boys?
No, Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Yes. So I was talking to a Brit recently, and she was saying that that song is especially interesting because that when that song came out, there's something, I don't know if this is just the Christmas thing or something in England where there's like the top 40 is like a huge deal for.
Oh, something. Yeah. That's in Love Actually, isn't it? There's like the Christmas top 40 and like that the rock star guy.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas top 40. They have.
But I don't know what this is. So maybe it was that or maybe they do this several times through the year. I don't know. But it was a big thing. It was coming down between that. Coming down to Sophie
a lot
and Posh Spice. She was doing her first solo thing.
Oh, wow.
And Sophie ended up winning. So at the end of this movie, when the little runt is dancing around in the big castle, it's like, look at me. I'm now here. Like it's an extra layer of fun for the Brits.
Full disclosure. I stopped paying attention when you said Posh Spice. Because I started thinking about her dad had a Rolls Royce and I was,
I'm not going to do that. Cause we don't repeat stories on the pod.
So I'll have to wait and listen.
You'll have to listen back. No, Posh Spice beat out. No, sorry. Sophie beat out Posh Spice in when they were kind of going head to head.
With Murder on the Dance Floor?
Yes, yeah. With Murder on the Dance Floor. So
that song is especially interesting at the end of the movie.
It thematically makes sense that song.
It's the working class conquering the posh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How about that?
Good song.
How about that, T?
Good song, great Wang. That's what they say about that.
Hold on.
What?
People say, it's so funny when people hear
it's
that.
It's real. I read a story about it.
When Americans, nice. Nice job there, little guy, you little fucking weirdo.
Me?
No, the actor. What's his name? He's
Barry
good.
Barry Keoghan?
Barry Keoghan. He's very fun to watch. I thought it was Keegan too, like Keegan Michael Key, but I think it is Keoghan. I don't know. But look, when that song came out and people were like, how was this not a hit? It was a hit, but it didn't make it to America. But like, how did this not make it to America? Of course it didn't make it to America. Listen to it. It's like absolutely like a B-pop song.
I remember it. Like when I heard it in this movie, I was like, I know that song. It made it to me. But I'm an indie sleaze guy from back in the day, baby.
You knew it from TikTok because you're a millennial, because you're a Gen Z.
No, I'm an indie sleaze guy. I'm a Pitchfork guy from back in the day.
Is that where it's from? I guess so, because that whole
indie sleaze.
That whole album
is... Yeah, it's all Block Party and stuff.
It's all Block Party. There's some Strokes in there, I believe.
I was shocked there was no Vampire Weekend. Doesn't the whole thing feel like a Vampire Weekend movie?
It does.
Oh, but I thought I haven't looked at the aren't they all British artists on the soundtrack? I thought that was the whole thing.
But I swear there was a Strokes song, no?
Oh, yeah, you just said Strokes. I don't know.
Well, Block Party's British, so that would be that. But I watched, there's this Evelyn Waugh book, Brideshead Revisited, and there was like a BBC series of it from the 80s with Jeremy Irons. And Saltburn, when I watched it, I was like, oh, this is like absolutely like a horny modern, it's like a take on Brideshead Revisited.
Yes.
And then I've heard the first trilogy of Vampire Weekend related to Brideshead Revisited because it's a three-part novel as well. So yeah, I was watching this movie being like, where's A-Punk? Hit me with A-Punk. Yeah. Never came.
Looks like no Strokes. I was wrong. Yeah, and you're right. I'm seeing like Ladytron, they're British, Block Party, Cold War Kids.
Cold War? I thought Cold War Kids is from L.A.
Huh? Oh, I don't know fucking shit.
Hang MGMT. Out to dry, indie sleaze. I was there, man. Silver Lake Echo Park back in the day. I was dancing up there, no, man.
Timmy, we should comment. Like, we did not catch indie sleaze. We were right there, and we had no idea it was going on, like, 1 mile away from our place.
I was reading about it on my computer.
Yeah, okay.
Indie sleaze is happening.
I was in Ithaca College, 4 hours from Brooklyn, like, fully, like living it in my dorm, but and then it was funny. Yeah, we moved to LA and then we were like hanging out on the Sunset Strip, not knowing that like Silver Lake was the coolest shit in the world, and we were not going there yet. Yeah. But I saw like the tail end of it. I was going to the Echo or Spaceland and seeing some shows. I want to say,
yeah, we played the fucking satellite. We're part of this thing,
man. Murder on the Dance Floor.
Okay, yeah, that hey is so that's so like doesn't cut it. It's just like this milquetoast British hey. Like, yeah, that's why it didn't make the jump.
Damn.
why what would you do to change the drink? Would you change the drink?
I don't have any tweaks. I thought it was perfect for what it was supposed to be. It was perfectly balanced. I might make a champagne cocktail with my round two because I opened up a mini bottle of Korbel and I'm going to have to use it. I've got the Angostura out. I have some cognac. I'm going to make a champagne cocktail.
I can't believe you, Tim.
To change this drink, I don't know what I'd change. Something's got to go.
Something's got to go.
Something's got to go. I don't like it, ultimately, but...
So you don't like mojitos, and you don't like champagne, so you didn't like a mojito with champagne in it.
I don't know what to do with it. I can change
you
it.
You drink it, and you shut your fucking mouth. You'd be grateful.
You'd be grateful you got this opportunity to hang out with your friends, create art with drinks.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. Do you have anything else bubbly over there that you could put instead of the champagne?
Here's the true thing. I just don't want to make another drink, really, right now.
Oh,
I just don't want another alcohol drink. And I appreciate you not... pushing me further.
Not in the mood to tank up, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn February.
Mm-hmm. Hey, more for me. I'm going to tank up. Tank up real good.
Maybe I'll have something else.
Roll this.
No, what is this? Peer pressure got to me.
No, no.
Have a beer.
Yeah, have a beer.
Have a fucking bullshot.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, how about this? Have an Angry Orchard. They sent us each 24 cans.
Angry Orchard. I am going to do that for the blowout. I'm going to correct something.
We love Angry Orchard.
Thank you. Know what? I bet an Angry Orchard would be good in this instead of the Prosecco.
That's true. It would be good instead of Prosecco. Angry Orchard. You could swap in cider for most Prosecco drinks.
There's something. I know I put a lime in here, and I've had trouble discerning between limeade and lemonade before. I beat you to the punch, everyone. I'm like rabbit that way. If you listen to the blowout, yes. I'm going to say all the things that you hate about me first.
Yes. You're like B Rabbit, beloved rapper B Rabbit.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, something is like lemony, or I think it's just the Prosecco. Each time I taste it, I'm like, ugh.
Maybe the lime. Maybe you're confusing.
I know, but like lime shouldn't make me go.
Lime shouldn't make you go, oh, lemon? But neither should Prosecco. So I don't know what to tell you. All right, folks, we're going to go make a second round. And when we come back, final thoughts. Oh, shit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Old Cubans, round two. I didn't change anything.
Hey, I wish we were puffing on a couple of Old Cubans cigars.
Oh yeah. We should do another cigar blowout.
Yeah, we're stogie men.
That was a good blowout. Hey, there's a come to think of it, there are a lot of good blowouts.
That's
out
a
there.
Better show. The Sloppy Boys Blowout on Patreon.com is better than the Sloppy Boys podcast.
For sure.
I'll tell you something. I have things I was gonna bring up on the main.
Yeah.
And I save it for the blowout.
Because they're good.
They're better.
Yeah.
Better stories, better topics. Just, this is, I go forever on that show. This one, I'm like, let's get it done, move it out the
door. Yeah, because you want to go down to the blowout. Yep. It's like Jerry Springer too hot for TV.
That's right. Now that we have the video component, I can just nod and nod.
All right. I didn't change anything about this. I would have swapped out the Prosecco, but like, I just got to use it up. I don't want to hang it out.
Use it up.
You don't have to change anything. Also round two. And you don't have to drink in the first place, Mike. The drinking is the least important part of this show.
That's true. We have listeners who do not drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
And they love the show more than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Poof.
Hmm. More than us.
Me, I loved the drink of the day, but I bailed on it. And this is a champagne cocktail.
Ooh.
Now, I forget what's in that, Tim. What's the red?
It's kind of red because of bitters. It's got cognac, a couple drops of Grand Marnier, sugar cube, Angostura, champagne. It's delicious. Oh, so much Ooh. Better than normal champagne. I would never drink champagne ever again if you could put Angostura and cognac in it.
Is that kind of like an old fashioned then?
Mm.
With
Angostura, sugar, cognac, Mike, brandy old fashioned. It's like a brandy old fashioned topped with quite frankly.
We've done champagne. Brandy old fashioned sweet. Sour and now a brandy old fashioned bubbler.
Well, brandy old fashioned sweet has 7-Up topping in it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep them all straight? You need a guide, a bartender's guide internationally,
or you need to host a podcast and just pay attention every week.
Yeah. Yep.
Or you'd need a book coming from the Sloppy Boys to Barnes and Noble's bookstores. Wouldn't that be cool?
Coming to a Borders.
It doesn't exist, but it would be cool.
It will, once we finish this damn IBA.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing holding us back.
Now, can we publish a book that has other people's recipes in it?
Recipes, they're for the people.
Hey, have you ever heard the term, I'm jumping topics. Have you heard the word Swain before?
Swain?
Swain.
Swaggy.
Swain, Swaggy.
Dominique Swain? Is that someone?
Swain, a young lover or suitor, a country youth. A young Swain. I had it in my head that I heard the word Swain and I said, Swain, Swain, Bruce Swain, Bruce Swain.
Bruce.
That's where they got his name, Bruce Swain.
Bruce Swain.
That's where they got his name?
Probably not, but... Got me thinking.
That's where they got his name, Bruce Swain.
Yeah. Bruce. I wish the Batman world was set in the South. Who's going to do that movie?
who's going to do that movie? Who's got the balls? Who's got the gumption to do that movie?
Bruce. Yes, Alfred. You need to clean your suit. Your bat suit.
They'll sue you.
Your bat suit.
Your bat suit, man.
All right. Final thoughts. Submit them, please.
Hold on. Mike, what's that? They'll sue you. You used to say that.
Gallagher. It's Gallagher on WTF.
Gallagher on the cat ranch when he walked off.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. He's talking about doing. What's he talking
like,
about?
He's like, he tells a joke and he's like, you can't tell that joke at a county fair. He goes, why? They'll boo you.
They'll boo you.
Yeah, he was talking about like stuff you can do in like places like Boston and like rural places and stuff. They'll boo you.
He's a nut, that guy.
My, I'm not going to order this again. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. I don't hate it. I really thought I was going to dislike it, but I just don't. With all the other drinks out there, it's going to have to be a not order again.
Sure.
I pleasantly surprised, loved it, order again, call it the Mojito Spritz.
Yes, I loved it, order again. Not a stone cold classic, let's be honest, but
no.
You get some nice aged rum in there and that's your main flavor. I did some daiquiris the other night using that Appleton and this is not very much different.
Yep. Mm.
Does this daiquiri have mint in it too?
Mm-mm.
What are you going to do with the rest of your mint now? It's just going to sit in my fridge and turn brown.
It's going to wilt.
No, like you can't. Mint doesn't really go in a food, really.
Hmm.
You can make gum.
Yeah, I can make gum. Maybe I'll make gum.
Okay, there you have it, folks. That's our show.
Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, we've talked about it like 12 times this episode. It's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. That's where you get the bonus, the better show, the Sloppy Boys Blowout. It comes at you every week on Wednesdays. And this week was a doozy. This is the week to sub because we talked about we brought back a great segment, Memos and Demos, where we dip
memos
into
and demos
our
two, baby.
This is Memos and Demos 2. We dip into our personal archives. We feel vulnerable. We're sharing our deep, dark memos the people.
It's cool.
Very fun. Fun stuff happening over there. I am going to leave this pod and go there now.
Me too. Bye, folks. We'll see you next week.
Bye, folks. We love you.
I wouldn't be caught dead here ever again.
Peace. No, I do not need this anymore. Bye.
I don't need this.